This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Gatha Mangal festival being observed in Newar community today. Parliamentary Special Committee assessing forensic report about deleted CCTV footage. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of waging gas war with Nord Stream 1 cuts. Now, the news in detail. The Newar community across the country is celebrating Gatha Mangal, also known as Ghanta Karna today. Believed to be the oldest one among other festivals of the Newar community, it is observed by erecting the dummies of three-legged demon named Ghanta Karna at streets crossroads on the fourth day of the waxing moon in the Nepali month of Shravan as per lunar calendar. According to cultural expert Tejeshwar Babu Gwanga, the dummies made up of either wheat straw or bamboos or branches of plants are burnt down at night, either in the farmland or river or rivulet at night, depending on the belief in different place and traditions within the community. By doing so, it is believed that the crops do not get infected by insects or pests. Worshippers bathe early in the morning, indulge in ritual worship and prayers, and clean houses and courtyards. The effigies of the demon are dragged and burnt down at night as a symbol of rejoicing the killing of a man-eater demon. According to Gopal genealogy, Gatha Mangal is regarded as the symbol of Bhairava, the pierced form of Lord Shiva. It is customary that the newlyweds pay obeisance to Gatha Mangal. A parliamentary special committee formed to investigate the alleged involvement of unauthorized persons in the budget formulation process has begun its study based on a forensic report submitted by Nepal Police. The erstwhile Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has been accused of inviting unauthorized persons to his office in the 11th hour of the budget formulation process to alter tax rates, and he had resigned from the post with the formation of the committee to investigate the matter. He faces charges of entertaining outsiders at his office in the midnight of May 28 to make changes in tax rates. Earlier, the committee has sought the help of Nepal Police's forensic department to restore the CCTV footage of that period set to be deleted from the Ministry of Finance. According to Committee Secretary Surendra Arial, the meeting of the committee held this morning began the study being based on the forensic report. As he said, the committee have summoned the expert concerned to facilitate to understand technical issues of the case. The committee shall meet again at 4 p.m. today. The vehicular movement along the Baglung section of Kaligandaki corridor has been disrupted due to landslips since this morning. The landslips were caused by torrential rainfall. According to DSP and information officer at District Police Office Baglung, Indra Bahadur Rana, said landslide occurred at Dablang of Baglung Municipality 10, causing disruption on vehicular movement. He added that other rural roads are also obstructed by the landslips in the district. Police added that the coordination with Baglung Municipality and Road Division Office is underway to clear the debris and resume transportation. Likewise, the Dumre-Besisar Road in Lamjung District that was disrupted by landslide from last night has reopened from today. According to Road Project Office Lamjung, the debris of rain-triggered landslide at Ritthe Bagar in Besisar Municipality 1 in Lamjung District were removed, following which traffic movement resumed on the road that connects Lamjung with Tanahu District. Road Project Office Lamjung's information officer Purushottam Adhikari shared that the vehicular movement resumed on the road with the removal of the debris. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country with chances of heavy rainfall at some places today. Meteorologist Sanjeev Adhikari said there is a possibility of light to moderate rain along with thunder and lightning at some more places, while heavy rain is likely at one or two places of province number 1 today. According to meteorologist Adhikari, the monsoon low pressure through is presently located little bit south from the normal position in the west, while it is around the normal position in the east. Meteorological Forecasting Division said the monsoon would be more active from Thursday. There is a chance of light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places of the country. Similarly, there is a possibility of a heavy rain at one or two places of province number 1, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. The division has urged to adopt precaution as there is a risk of occurrence of landslide, mudslide and debris flow, with risk of rise in water level in the rivers and seasonal rivulets, and the daily life and transportation services being hampered due to the rain in these places. The division has said the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country, with chances of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places tonight. There is a possibility of heavy rain at one or two places of province number 1, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces tonight. According to the weather update of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 20.1 degrees Celsius and the maximum of 29.5 degrees Celsius. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine has accused Moscow of waging a gas war against Europe and cutting supplies to inflict terror on people. Russian energy firm Gazprom announced it is once again reducing gas flows into Germany to allow work on a turbine on the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. But Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said this was simply gas blackmail against Europe. The Nord Stream 1 pipeline, which pumps gas from Russia to Germany, has been running well below capacity for weeks. Earlier this month, Russia's biggest European pipeline was completely shut down for a 10-day maintenance break, sparking fears in Europe that shipments would not resume at all. Shipments did restart 5 days ago, albeit still at a reduced capacity. But yesterday, Gazprom announced it would be cutting its gas supply further once again. Since Russia invaded Ukraine in February, the price of wholesale gas has already soared, with a knock-on impact on consumer energy bills across the globe. The Kremlin blamed the price hike on Western sanctions, insisting it is a reliable energy partner and not responsible for the recent disruption to gas supplies. The United States has urged China to increase pressure on Myanmar following the military junta's execution of 4 democracy activists. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said China could influence Myanmar more than any other country. But a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson said China did not interfere in other countries' internal affairs. The activists were arrested after an army-led coup last year and accused of committing terror acts. They were sentenced to death in a closed-door trial that rights group criticized as being unjust. Rights group Amnesty has warned that more than 100 people in Myanmar have been sentenced to death after being convicted in similar proceedings. In a joint statement, the EU, Australia, Canada, Japan, New Zealand, Norway, South Korea and the UK and US called them reprehensible acts of violence that further exemplify the regime's disregard of human rights and the rule of law. They also called for the junta regime to fulfill its obligation to seek peace through dialogue under an agreement negotiated with ASEAN. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ghatamangal Festival being observed in Newar community today. Parliamentary Special Committee assessing forensic report about deleted CCTV footage. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of waging gas war with Nord Stream 1 cuts. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.